Welcome to this Abide Meditation. My name is Jonathan. How do you choose joy? In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis says, "If you want to get warm, you must stand near the fire. If you want to be wet, you must get into the water. If you want joy, power, peace, eternal life, you must get close to or even into the thing that has them." Breathe deeply a few times to help still your heart and calm your mind as you ponder that. First Peter 1, 6, and 7 says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it's tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So, counting even our trials as joy involves drawing near to God. Choosing joy is choosing to trust that God's carrying you, and that your circumstances are not forever. Emotions are notoriously difficult to control, and to some extent, we really can't control how our situations make us feel. But what we can do is choose to lean into our relationship with God and trust that He will help build up our strength. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your promises to me. I know that I can trust you to care for me, even in the times of trial. And I know that you'll help me reflect your joy and love no matter what's going on in my life. Help me choose joy for my own sake and for the sake of a weary world who wants more of you. In your Son's name, I pray. Amen. Stay in the quiet for a few more moments if you can, remembering that God is always with you and that your trials will strengthen your faith. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.